This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ghosts walking through walls, floating up into the ceiling. Quite often, these are images that we think about or conjure in our minds when discussing hauntings. But why is it? Why does a ghost go right through a wall? Is it just because they can? When they seem to be standing on a level of floor that isn't there, what is that? Is it just because they can? Or are they operating with a layout of a property that once was and no longer is? Those walls that they walk through, was there once a door there? Those areas that they slide up into the ceiling through, was there once a stairwell there? Quite often, if you look at the geographic layout or the blueprint of an older building, you'll find that to be the case. And quite often, they're still very much operating in the world that they once inhabited, at least the layout of the world that they once inhabited. We just happen to be in it today. That is quite often the explanation, or so we think, to occurrences like this. But what about when they're using these areas to manipulate others, to get to us faster than they otherwise could, because they can just go straight through the wall and right to you? In our next story, we hear about entities that seem to ignore time, space, physical restraints, walls and such, and also personal space, and also personal mental space as well, going as far as taking over the body of the living for their own intent. Is this something dark? Is this something demonic? Or is this just something that's dead that's figured out how to manipulate the living for a short period of time to get a little taste of what it's like to be alive again? Take a listen. This is a story that isn't mine. It's an experience that a friend of mine had that creeps me out anytime I think about it, and I think about it often. I've changed her name for her privacy. My coworker and good friend Jane and I have always been able to connect on strange things, one of them being paranormal experiences. One day while we were hanging out, we got to talking about these experiences, and she told me of the most disturbing one she's yet to experience. Jane used to live in this old house with a friend of hers, and from the beginning they got a bit of an uncomfortable vibe from this house, but didn't think too much of it. Once they were settled in, they started to notice strange things happening within the house. Jane's roommate had begun to sleepwalk in the middle of the night, and this was not a common occurrence for her roommate. In fact, it had never happened before they moved here, but now it was becoming habitual. And when she would wake up, she would be terrified, having had horrible nightmares throughout the whole thing. The nightmares and sleepwalking had begun to torment her. Aside from this, they had both noticed very strange things occurring within the house. Things began to move around and go missing. There was a mirror across the hall from their bathroom, and they began to notice a large black mass, much taller than either of them, looming around the mirror when they would come out of the bathroom or walk down the hallway, and would feel a heavy presence throughout the house. They felt that it was a dark male presence. The home always seemed dark, no matter how well lit. Most of the house was still the original wood and architecture, but there was a small extension in the back of the house that had been put in long after it was built. They never seemed to have experiences in the newer extension. It seemed attached to the original structure alone. A strange thing about it was, when it would cause physical disturbances, it seemed to focus on Jane. I mean, this is the sense that Jane's things would be tampered with. Her decorations, pictures, masks would fly off the wall and across the room, and her art supplies would be tossed and strewn, but only hers. It would target her animals, tormenting them, pinning them to the floor. They could see the animals struggling and whining, attempting to escape the grip of something entirely unseen that seemed to grasp them and hold them down. These pets varied in size, from her small cats to her very large dogs, but the result was always the same. It was not a shy entity either, as it would do these things even when she had company over, never holding back. No one could deny the happenings. Many had seen and felt them with their own eyes and bodies. To be in the house was to have a massive cold weight on your shoulders. Jane's theory is that it would target her pets and her belongings because it was angry with her for not being as susceptible to its control as her roommate was. It could infiltrate her roommate's mind and dreams to the point of being able to convince her body to be maneuvered in her sleep and bring her wherever it wanted to, but it couldn't seem to get into Jane's mind or get her to do anything out of the ordinary. As though there was some sort of filter on her mind that it couldn't get past, leading her to assume that it was taking its frustrations out on her for not allowing any of its control. Regardless of this, they were still afraid and uncomfortable in their own home, and her roommate was being tormented from the inside out. They had a whiteboard in the kitchen wall from the roommates to share notes such as groceries that were needed or when bills were due. One morning, Jane woke up and went to the kitchen to find a message on the whiteboard. She could tell it was her roommate's handwriting, but somehow off. It seemed strained and shaky. She called her roommate to the kitchen and they read the message together, chills running up her spine. It read, "When we sleep, things move. We are unaware." She looked at her roommate to find the blood drained from her face. She looked pale and terrified. Her roommate lunged forward and quickly erased the message with her hands before, without a word, swiftly retreating to her room to not be seen for hours. The eerie messages lingered in Jane's head all day. When her roommate finally did come out, she told Jane, "I know that was my handwriting, and I know I wrote it, but it wasn't me." She went on to express her fear and how she couldn't handle this anymore. They made a point to move out as soon as possible. Jane is sensitive, but has never or since had anything quite so malicious affecting her life or her friends. I think about this story a lot. It's apparent that the presence was dark, but was it demonic? It managed to gain control over one of them, and aside from throwing things around, it could physically hold down her animals and cause them fear and pain. But why wasn't it able to access the newer end of the house? Can demonic entities only be contained or attached to certain areas like other spirits seem to? Or can they move around freely? What do you guys think about this? Do you think it was demonic? These are questions that still linger in our heads to this day.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.